I'm very delighted to do this for you. The message is to chant something that is going to transform the world. Arunachaleswara is saying there is a chant which I'm going to introduce to you. It is a chant for the soul. Which soul? It is the soul of everybody. The soul of the human, the soul of the animals, the soul of the plants, the soul everywhere. And who is behind the soul is a being. And the being is Agastya. Agastya is a guru, the foremost guru. But also, he is also the soul in everybody to the chant, which has to spread through the air, through Akash, to everywhere, so that we can be benefited to embrace and also attain the liberation from Kali Yuga and also get identified with the enlightened souls of the Sati Yuga. Let's go to the chant. I will first chant, and then the chanting it, fully knowing the meaning, is going to help you. So I want you to close your eyes and listen to me as I chant this Gayatri mantra. This is Agastya Gayatri. Close your eyes. Agastya Vidmahe Kalahastaya Dhimahi Tanno Sarva Prachodayat. Agastya Vidmahe Kalahastaya Dhimahi Tanno Sarva Prachodayat. Now, I'm going to give you an experience as you chant these words. Agastya. It is an address to the soul. The soul is the fuel for us to live this body-mind reality. And without that, we cannot live. Without what? The soul. The soul is called here Agastya. So when you say the sound out aloud, it's better to chant out aloud. Agastya. It will awaken the soul. Vidmahe. It will give you an understanding of the soul. You are meditating on the soul. Vidmahe. The moment you say Vidmahe, you will understand and know about the soul, your own soul. It's a soul mantra. Agastya Vidmahe Kalahastaya. Kala is time. The time is ending. Meaning, the Kali Yuga is ending. It is reminding the soul of the passage of time. Kalahastaya. Kala Bhairava comes from the word Kala. Time is the god of time. Kalahastaya. When you say the sound out aloud, Kalahastaya, then you will get to know about time, and also you will know about, it's a reminder to the soul, it's the time is approaching for the age of suffering to end, so that you don't have to deal with this physical body and mind, you will have the light body, which is our real body. Kalahastaya Dhimahi. Dhimahi, meditating deeply. Dhimahi. Tanno sarva prachodayad. So that you will understand the soul, understand the universe. Prachodayat, the understanding will come to you by itself. Why? Because you are meditating on the soul, and the soul is everything. And you'll know about the whole universe. The whole universe. Because you are not going to be limited by this physical body and the physical brain. But you'll go beyond these things. So all that you have to do is to chant this. Agatisaya vidmahe kalahastaya dhimahi tanno sarva prachodayad. When you say tanno sarva prachodayad, it will be revealed to you because you are meditating on Agastisaya. Agastisaya is both Agastya, the Guru, but also Aham means I am. I am means your consciousness, your super consciousness. You are meditating on your super consciousness, your real consciousness, your the capital I consciousness. Agastisaya. So when you say Agatisaya, you are awakening the soul or the bringing your awareness to your real identity. Your real identity is with the capital I, Aham Brahmasmi, I am God. Agatisaya Vidmahe. Get the understanding as we are reflecting on this Agatisaya. Kalahastaya, it's important to know about time, and the time is everything. Time is everything. Time is the mind, the time is the world, because it's also space. Kalahastaya dhimahi. Deeply think. Tanno sarva prachodayat. So that it will be revealed to you of your real identity, which is your light body, which is your body that you are going to get during this Satya Yuga, which is also simultaneously happening. So this is a channeled message from Arunachalaya Shiva himself. So if you go to their website, it's on Balayam and YouTube channel, there is the Tamil version of the content that was received by this channel. The one thing that is very, very important for us is that our soul will get closer to God through this chant. Now we are separated from God. And that's the most important thing, is the merger with Shiva. And all the problems will be solved. Also, the destruction that is going to happen will also be minimized. So that is the reason why I thought that I would introduce you to this chant, so you can do this chant a few times or for a few minutes, and that will do you immense good, and also make sure that you can also introduce this song to other people. What is important is just to chant this Gayatri, fully understanding the meaning of Agati Saya, the soul, contemplation on the soul, and making it aware and addressing it. Look, the time is now, and you are going to be liberated. And you will be liberated. You know, this is the most powerful mantra that can liberate people from the bondage to the body-mind. God bless.